Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's that time, boys and girls. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you are in need of advice for just about anything, Brian Mitchell, NFL legend, will answer.
Really?
The phones are already kind of lit up, so I'm saying they're open, but they kind of aren't. But just keep calling, dude. If it's busy, just call back. I have a question for B. Mitch that I actually texted Landfill earlier today, so I didn't forget it. But we're going to start with the phone lines. I think this is a pretty interesting question from Steve in Waldorf. Steve, what up, man? Ask B anything.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, B. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. Quick question for you. When you got traded from our team here, the Redskins, What was the relationship with you with Snyder or ownership or management at the time, and how is it now?
I couldn't. Well,
can I interject? He wasn't traded. Vinny Serrato's dumbass released him.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Vinny. I thought he was the dumbest SOB in the world, and I think my issue with Snyder was he let people talk for him and he didn't talk for himself. So I never really had a true problem with Snyder. I just hated and despised Vinny Serrato, and still do to this day.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate you, buddy. We'll keep it going. Brian, are you ready for some romance?
Oh, yeah.
Damon is in Oxon Hill.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Damon.
Good afternoon, guys. Oh, Lord.
What's up, Damon?
Nothing much. How y'all doing today? Happy Friday to you.
Same to you, man.
All right. My question is, how did you propose to your wife?
Oh, wow. I put my the ring in a glass of champagne as we were finna take a toast, and she was about to take it to the head, and I had to stop her so she could look in it, and that's when I asked her to marry me.
Where were you?
I forgot the restaurant we were at. In Baton Rouge.
Were you in Louisiana?
Yeah.
How you were young, right? Like 24 or
23.
Something?
23. 23.
Wow. So you all have been married 30 years?
Ooh, 31.
Wow. And you got married on Valentine's Day, right?
Day after.
Day after.
Yeah.
Day after. All right. Thanks for the call,
That's
Damon.
That's cool.
Thank you, man. I thought you were going to give me a hard one. That was a good one.
All right. Our boy Scotty is on the line. Scotty G, Asphalt Scotty. He's got a very specific question for you, Brian.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, Scott?
What up, man?
Oh, just sitting here about to pick my son up from preschool. Got a question for you, B. Mitch.
Yo.
My wife knew that I had fun yesterday for the first time in ages.
Scotty came and saw us here at the casino yesterday.
Yeah.
Came down, kicked it, of course, she saw that I had a little twinkle in my eye, little action playing, you know, a little bit. And today she left me with both kids instead of giving me the freedom to come out and kick it at the casino. So give me some advice, ways to woo my wife so that this doesn't happen again.
Always have a babysitter on call. I mean, she going to school.
She blocked though. She put it on black. She basically eliminated.
Yeah, but the only thing about it is that you got to have more than one.
And listen, it's hard to get back-to-back hall passes.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, when your wife going to work or something like that, they can't just ruin your day because they feel like theirs ruined. You chose that job.
Thank you for the call, Scotty. Appreciate you, buddy. B, I have a question for you. And I'm being sincere, dude. This is a real thing that I am dealing with. I'm serious. Don't laugh at me. I'm 41 years old. And, bro, all of a sudden, none of my hats fit.
What?
I'm on a standard hat, like a snapback hat.
Big or what?
Stallion, if my backpack – oh, here it is.
Are you saying the hat's too big or too small?
Too small all of a sudden. Look, I am a four-snap guy on a snapback.
Now, you can't judge it.
All of a sudden, I got to go to a three.
No, you can't judge it off of that because all those snaps are not equal.
All right, but
– You buying hats from the wrong spots.
Is my head growing?
No.
Does that happen to
your
men?
Your head's not growing. Your hair was bigger, and it went away. But ultimately,
I just got it cut. It's still here.
No, come on, dog. Some of these hats, when you come from certain companies, they're not. All of them are not equal. You can go.
This is across hats. This is across the hat spectrum.
Not all of them. I promise you.
I'm telling you, man. I think my head is growing, B.
Nah.
Should I consult a doctor?
It ain't growing.
All right, another question. And the phone lines are packed. I just have a lot of questions for you. Landfill, do you think my head is growing?
I don't know. You're never in the studio. I can't see it.
I knew that was coming.
Occasionally, my left toe goes numb.
I can't help you with that.
Okay. I'm glad we had this talk. Let's go back to the phones. Ty is in Alexandria. This is a good one. Ty, what up, man? Ask me anything.
Yeah, hey, Ty. I'm Ty. Hey, guys. So I wanted to ask you, Mitch, with the money that, like, people be making in the NFL now, so, like, you got Pat Mahomes on the high end and, like, the rookies on the better or on the minimum, what's that paycheck per week when you get it in your account that just gives you that extra smile? Like, what's that number that gives you that extra smile that's almost like, man, I'm kind of getting over. Like, I don't know if you understand the question, but, like, what's that number per game where it's like, man,
I think all
it's
of them.
A lot of money to play a week of football.
Let's say if you're playing, I'm going to use some round numbers. It's 17 games, it says $1.7 million. That's $100,000 a week after taxes. Depending on how you have your stuff set up, that's $54,000 to $60,000 a week that comes to your check. Now think about Patrick Mahomes. He make $45 million. Divide that by 17.
Damn.
How happy is he? You know what I mean? So it put a smile on your face no matter what it is, when it is, because you in most cases, guys are making money in a week that people make in year or years.
It's a good one. Thank you, buddy. Now, I may open this up to Ryan the Stallion if he has any questions for B. Mitch. Only if you do, Ryan. Don't force it, buddy. I want the world to know that yesterday Ryan the Stallion ordered buffalo wings. And in the process of eating them, got wing sauce on his ear somehow. Today he told us he was going to get a salad, but then he actually ordered wings again.
No, he didn't.
And his game plan now.
He didn't order wing. He ordered chicken nuggets.
He ordered chicken nuggets with buffalo wing sauce.
Well, okay, actually, you know what? I do have a question now. Why do you call boneless wings nuggets?
Because
they're very different.
Because those are nuggets.
They're just chicken nuggets, dude.
No, but they aren't.
Those are no. Because
what do you think they are?
The way that
boneless wings.
That is not.
It's not the same meat.
That's not the meat off of a wing. That's a nugget, fool.
Whatever.
Just so you know.
So, in his last two segments, Stallions hit us with "I don't know" and "whatever."
You can look at this and pull a bone out of this. This is not the same meat.
Here's the other thing. Why do you just leave your mic on? Why do you have to keep walking over here and hit the button?
Well, because
don't talk.
I'm chewing loud.
Okay. Well, perhaps you're right.
He's a fool.
Paul is in Rockville. First they asked about your paycheck. Now they're asking about your benefits. Paul, what up? Ask B anything.
Hey, what's up, B Mitch? How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. Hey, before I get to the question, I remember this play. I think it was against Pittsburgh, and you took a pitch down the right side, and you had Terry Allen on your right side, and you did this fake pitch, and everyone went for it. I don't know if you remember that play, but we were.
Dude, the Niners ran that play, remember?
Yeah.
And you remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were copying that play on the playground for, like, weeks. That was – and I think you tried it the next week, too, but it didn't work in the same way, but that was
we did it again against Denver, and I scored a touchdown on it.
Okay, yep. All right. So you remember – was it Pittsburgh that you did it the first time?
We tried it against Pittsburgh once, and then we did it against Denver, and it just opened up, and I went into the end zone on Steve Atwater.
Yeah, and that was Terry Allen, right, on the other side?
Terry was one of the guys.
T.A.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, bud. Or did you want to ask about benefits?
Yeah. The question I had was, obviously, you've done your career, everything to the benefit of football, and you owe a lot to football. But how do you feel about the league with the current disability benefits situation that's happening where they're not paying disability benefits and they're even using race as a way of saying, well, you know, because of their race, they didn't have a high enough IQ that we should be required to pay more in benefits.
Well, I think the NFL is full of crap, just like they've always been. And it's just like most retirement things in any other company. They tell you you get this money if this happens, and then they try to fight from giving it to you. I play with a lot of different races, and I'm probably more intelligent than any of them that played. But you can't tell me I was already set behind somebody. It doesn't matter if I was or not. Yeah. Because it's where I'm at now based off of where I was when I entered the NFL. And I think that's the league. That's the problem with them. And I went through the point where I was like, you know what, I don't want to be in a lot of these lawsuits. But now any lawsuit comes up, I'm going to put my name into it because I feel you're going to need the majority to go against all these fools, all these idiots that start getting the money into the hands of the people that properly need it. Because it comes down to who needs what most. And there are a lot of people who needs it, and they're not all black. A lot of them are white, too. They need their money because of what they dealt with throughout the league.
That was a serious question and a serious answer, and it was a strong answer. Now I have the opposite. This is not serious. This is from Dwayne via Twitter. Dwayne asks, hey, for Ask B Mitch, Tina Turner, Holly Berry, or Sade, which one are you marrying, which one are you dating, and which one is just for the evening?
I just want to hang with Tina the whole time.
We need Tina Turner on the radio show.
I've been in
show.
Love with Tina Turner since the first time I saw her legs.
All you need to do is see the legs in Proud Mary,
bro,
and your life will change.
Halle, I think, some issues going on up there.
A whole pack of Holly Berry.
And Sade, she don't do it for me. She sings well for me. Her look doesn't do it for me.
Perhaps it's not an ordinary love.
It may not be.
Thank you, Dwayne. Let's keep the phone lines going. My guy Ricky is in Ashburn. What up, Ricky?
Yes, this one topic. Brian, what's your number count women wise banging in your lifetime?
Whoa.
What did you say?
We're going deep now.
No, stop. Put him at least on hold, if not hang up, Landfill. If that's what I think he said, we're not answering.
Yeah, find out what he's talking about, Landfill.
Let's keep
that. I don't count. I don't kiss and tell, if that's what you're trying to ask.
Let's go to Little in Bowie.
One.
Little.
What's up, you know, I try to get to talk to you about this long time. I could never get in, man, because I'm always talking to the, you know, on the team side. Man, back when you scored a touchdown, you had a punt return. Go ahead, Finney. I know you got something to say, Finney.
Now you good. Go ahead.
Okay, back when you scored a punt return against the Giants, and you had a kick return also. I think it was the Giants. Now, we used to always, you know, we had the orange smocks on back then. Y'all come through the tunnel, and we could never get down there to get the autographs when y'all, we'd stay at the top. But after that game, man, we were shouting, B. Mitch. You looked up, and I wondered, did we give you that name? Because you look like you looked up like, damn, I ain't never, you had that shock look.
Oh, I've been B. Mitch since I was a little kid. My dad's name was Blanche
Oh,
Mitchell.
Okay, man. Because we was calling you that. I guess you was shocked to say, because we was hollering B. Some of us hollering B. Then a lot of us hollering B. Mitch B. But, man, look, man, I just want to tell you. And one more question. When you was playing, Stretch was the ball boy, right?
Yeah, I remember Stretch being one of the guys.
Yeah, Stretch gave me a ball, man, when I was about 17 years old, man, and I caught. Now, I might have been a little younger than that. I'm 61 now, B.
Oh,
but
wow.
I used to go over to the stadium, man. This was Snyder heard us back in the day. The vendors over there was under B&B Stadium Services. So if you had a little side job, you can get in the game. I got in the game free. You take your money over there and try to flip it. You see what I'm saying? He took all that from the vendors, man. I hope they bring that back.
Thank you, buddy.
Owner.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
We will keep. Oh, our guy Joop is on the line.
Joop,
what's up, buddy? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Fellas, what's going on? B. Mitch, a two-part question. First one is, with the signing of De'Ron Payne, what would you rather have in regards to the defensive line? Two studs in the middle or two studs on the outside? My second question is, would you be down for doing a film breakdown of punt returns and kick returns? Maybe throw in some of your plays in the past and see what you and explain to us how you saw the field and what helped you get to the touchdown. And that's all I got. I'll listen up and hang up and hear what you got to say.
You know what? I think in this day and age, it's still important to stop the run. I would rather have, for me, if I had a perfect way, it'd be a stud inside and a stud outside with some capable people on the other side and another guy next to him. But I would love to do a film breakdown because too many guys do too much dancing today. This is not Don Travolta and Danny Terrio. You know, this is football. You got to get up the field. You can't score running sideline to sideline. So I would love to do it. I'll do it with multiple return guys.
With your guy Dax?
No. I mean, but I can show you a lot of why he doesn't have success. You know, because I think ultimately, as I told you before, when you return the punt, you're trying to get upfield as quick as you can because what it does to the defense, they slow down. Your guys now can just shield them and get them out your way, and everybody is taught to get to a lane. So if everybody's running to get to their lanes, you get more space. But you start to the sideline, now those lanes begin to close, and it gets tighter. I want to get hit by one, not five, not six, and I think it's better to have success when you're getting tackled by one guy.
I like it. Stallion says he has a question.
I do, and this is from our friend Landini.
Oh.
B. Mitch.
Oh, Lord.
Professor
Landini. B. Mitch, why won't you acknowledge that boneless wings are better than bone-in wings?
I think both of you all are crazy because if I had boneless wings, I am still eating wings, the meat of a wing. If you want me to try and compare, you're eating a chicken breast that they cut and told you it was a boneless wing. That's not a damn wing.
Yes, it is a wing.
It's not a wing, brother.
Yes, it is.
That's a chicken breast.
He may be a professor, but he's incorrect.
Oh, I just don't agree. I think boneless wings deserve justice here.
You hold on one damn second. Do you actually prefer boneless wings, or are you just nervous because you got wing sauce on your ear yesterday?
Well, nervous. One, flat-out embarrassed. I made a mess out of myself yesterday in front of hundreds of people.
But Stallion, if I may dig deeper on that.
Not a boneless wing. That's a chicken breast.
You can eat wings without getting sauce on your ear.
No,
that's
I can't.
That's not a wing problem. That's a you problem.
Well, I know. And guess what? I got a lot of problems that are me problems. And I don't know how to fix them. So that's just one of the many now.
You know what? You saw a problem. You came up with a remedy. You got chicken nuggets instead of chicken wings. And
boneless wings.
You know? Maybe this is a step in the right direction for you.
You know what it is. But then again, I'm standing on the table. Justice for boneless wings.
Can I ask a question for Landfill? Listen, we're going to keep the phone lines going. So if you're there, just stay there. Hugo, DNC, everybody that's there, stay there. Landfill, can I ask you a question?
If you must.
Stallion proclaimed to Brian and I, you know what, guys, you'll never believe it. I'm not going to get wrecked today. And I was like, yeah, all right, buddy. It's St. Patrick's Day, and it's the NCAA tournament. Do you believe that Stallion ends up not wasted today?
He will 100% end up wasted today. 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Especially because he got to wait so long to get a drink. And he's going to try to catch up.
Right.
And every time he try to catch up, get it. Hey-o.
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 Is your plan Is your plan to go out tonight and just not drink much?
No. Actually, my plan is to go to the gym. 6:30 tonight. Nope, I'm going to the gym. I'll send everyone a picture. How about that?
I don't
want
to see the picture.
Are you going to wear your khaki sweatpants?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, Ask B. Mitch Anything continues right here on B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. The Fan. You want to get in the act, 800-636-1067. Live, MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar.
Get an Ayo, Ayo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One more time. Yeah. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all those that observe. Very few things make me concentrate.
A lot of green in here today.
A lot of green. It's a good day for green. Very few things make me focus. But when Landfill tells me that Fred Smoot is on the line to discuss
Boneless Wings. What are you going to call him and lie about now?
Let's go to line five, Mr. Fred Smoot.
What are you calling him to lie about now?
The mouth of the South. Fred, where do you land on the boneless wings or actually chicken nuggets debate?
I have to go with my southern brethren, Mr. B. Mitch, at the end of the day. JP, let's be honest.
It's debate.
I have to go with my southern brethren, Mr. B. Mitch, at the end of the day. JP, let's be honest. I have been saying this for years. They don't exist. If people tell you, let's go down the street and ride unicorns, you would not look forward to that. Listen to me. Where are the boneless chickens at? Where are they at? what part of America do they exist? Or maybe they're in Westeros. I don't know. And one other thing. If they do debone the chicken, let's say they do that. You know it's a difference between white meat, which is breast meat, and dark meat, which is wing meat. So you're telling me not only did they debone the chicken, they snapped their fingers and they turned it to white meat. All right, I'm with you.
you kicked the wrong hornet's nest, Stallion.
Yeah.
But you know what, Fred? Fred, thank you.
We got a lot of your young people in the world that don't like to listen to people, and they just want to, oh, man, give me the boneless wing. Man, just ask for chicken nuggets. Y'all a bunch of kids.
They just want life
well,
easier.
Well, let's ask this. Why don't these restaurants call it chicken nuggets, and why do they call it boneless wings? Do you guys know more than the restaurants? To try to make saps like you not feel bad about ordering chicken nuggets.
You refuse to call it a chicken nugget because you think it makes you feel good.
I'm going to sell you the same product, and I'm going to repackage it. That's the number one thing in sales. I'm going to sell you the same. Listen to me. Michael Jordan is selling my kids the same shoe he charged me $95 for 20 years ago. He re-put it in a new box, and he sold it. Not at Nike or Jordan like they were at that time. Repackage, resale, they don't exist. All right, let me ask you what. Is it penguin meat? The boneless wings, is it penguin meat?
Penguin meat? I mean, I don't care what meat it is. Whatever meat it is, it's damn good. And I like it.
The question I'll ask, like, this is another thing, Fred. Everywhere you go, there, people always say, we got Southern fried catfish. When you start eating it, it ain't catfish.
But no, they always
say it's catfish because they know people want to get catfish.
No, it's not catfish. I think it's sway.
It's sway.
And you know what? I don't want to eat no fish that sound like a new Nike shoe. I don't want any sway. I want Southern catfish, and that's a hard thing to get up here. Just to tell me it's no other catfish so I can really know what it is.
Fred, I've sworn off crappie. I will never eat a fish called crappie. Where do you land on that?
Well, I did live in Minnesota for 2 years, and that's when you go fishing up there. And believe it, JP, I went
You'll
ice
eat
fishing.
It.
I went ice fishing. I caught a lot of crappie. I went home, and I cooked those crappie. You know, and they taste pretty good. They taste better than sway.
Yeah.
I'm out on crappie. Rename it.
Crappie is called – they call it cycle in Louisiana. It always got a weird name in Louisiana. But it's a white flaky fish, and it's very, very mild. You will eat the hell out of it, I guarantee you.
Hey, Fred, while we got you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot because I'm happy to talk boneless wings being adult chicken nuggets, but the corner that the Commanders claimed from Minnesota, Cam Dantzler, Mississippi State guy.
Can he dance?
I was curious if you had watched him at all, what you thought.
No, I love him, man. He's a big, long corner, plays on the outside primarily, can make big plays. And he's one of those guys where the more you watch him, he actually rises to the occasion more than he sits over there and sometimes he gets bored. He plays better when he plays against a number one receiver. You put him against A.J. Brown, who he's been playing since high school, he does well. You put him on a number two, and he sometimes gets bored and he goes to sleep. But that's one of those guys where – we stole one right there. That shows me they're trying to not just add depth. They're trying to make sure somebody threatens every position. And that's what I like. You got to realize, I came in with a defensive back room of me, Darryl Green, Deion Sanders, Champ Bailey, amongst other people. Then I come to another DB room, and it was me, D. Hall, Carlos Rogers, Sean Spring, Sean Taylor, LeRon Landry. I have been a part of defensive backfield, and the more you bring people who threaten people's jobs, the better you get out of this, dude. You got to ask yourself, are you here to build a team? Are you here to be a Pro Bowler? No, I don't want the Pro Bowlers. I want a team. The best teams win championships, and to do that, we need more than depth. We got to be great. We don't have to be great, but we got to be good from number one to the 53rd person on the roster.
You get the only answer, one answer. Just give us the one name. Is he more like Blue or Smooth?
Dazzler is a tweener between the both
Man,
of us.
Man, I said one word.
When has Fred ever given you one word? That's like me.
He's a hybrid between both of us. I think
he's a Blue.
Yeah, he's a Blue Smooth. You know, I live in the village with the Smurf. That's who he is. But B. Mitch, I also had to tell you this. You know, I was talking to somebody about your gumbo, and they kind of praised it. And then I gave them a teaspoon of mine, and then they said they never want to taste yours again. So I want to let you know this. Your gumbo is what we call regular unleaded, number 87 on the gas level,
Fred.
493.
I guarantee you, ain't nobody that tasted my gumbo said, that's that thing you do all the time. I knew you were calling to lie about something, and you finally got to it.
Listen, I'm an idea guy. This is an easy home run. Can we have a Fred Smoot, Brian Mitchell gumbo cook-off?
We had cook-off before. We've had two. He never shows up. He showed up twice to eat my food.
This was happened. By the time I put the pot in my car and make it to the spot, my stuff is ate up by passengers. My stuff is ate up by people stopping at red lights. It's hard to get my
own. But he came by himself.
This.
Fred, gumbo's a pretty tough food to eat while driving.
Listen,
you know Melissa Millette?
Yeah.
Ask Melissa, Fred and I were supposed to have a cook-off at her brother's house. Fred showed up, ate my ribs, my potato salad, he drank my margaritas, and he said, man, it was a hell of a cook-off.
Listen, sometimes you don't need but one person to be the winner. It's going to turn out like that all the time, but we all win in the end. But, JP, let's put that together. I don't care for what charity is for. I don't care what liquor sponsor you got. All I got to say, me against B. Mitch made the best iron cast skillet win.
Listen,
I am not going to lose from nobody from Mississippi.
Oh, don't get him started about Mississippi.
Feel. I know how you feel.
Who is it, Smoot? Elvis and Oprah?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Walter Payton.
Hey, first of all, I am from a goat house. Mississippi has a lot of goats. Oprah, Elvis,
and
you get right about that. Like, yes, we can. Listen, we cook for a village. You cook for a house.
Oh, no. I cook for the whole street. Guess what? You came from a house of goats, we have you on our damn grill.
we will
have Cajun goat.
Cajun Smoot.
Well, you know what that'll be? That'll be a little taste of Jerry Rice, a little taste of Brett Favre. That'll be a little taste of Walter Payton. That'll be a little taste of anybody you can think. Oprah, Morgan Freeman.
I'm glad you said all those people.
Brett Favre might be a little gamey these
days. Brett Favre a little gamey. I destroyed him twice.
Hey, what is Fred Smoot's final four?
You know what? My final four, it turned out real shaky. I hope nobody
feels
better
on this. He had Arizona.
I had Mississippi State. I had them all. Listen, this mine is already over with, I think. You know what? I'm going to go for the underdog. I'm going to go for Furman. Why not?
Furman.
Let's go for the underdog.
For Furman Mills?
George Foreman. Yes. Furman.
Furman. That's what I said, brother. Don't make me speak French on the air.
Do you know what Furman's mascot is, Fred?
What is it? Because I know some terrible mascots.
Do you know it, Stallion?
It's the Panthers.
No, what is it? It's got to be educational, right?
I believe, I have no idea what this is, but it's the Paladins.
Yeah, it's the Paladin. What the hell is a Paladin?
The Furman
Paladins. What is Paladins? A Paladin?
I do not know.
What is that, a rash?
It seems like it.
I can one off that one because Delta State in Mississippi, their mascot is the Fighting Okra. Yeah, you heard me.
Who is that?
Delta State.
Delta
Fighting
State.
Okra. Have they ever been in the NCAA?
Never. Never. Thank
God. It's too slimy, dog. You can't have no okra in there.
All right. A paladin is a knight. Specifically from the Charlemagne era, the French emperor.
Oh, so that's Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're basically rappers.
Yeah.
Fred, thank you.
No, they were team blouse.
All right, fool.
Fred, thank you, man. You should come to MGM. It's popping over here.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you know what? I am going to stop there. Why not?
Well, I'm leaving anyway, but I don't know what B's doing. You never know.
Yeah, I'll be going to another spot later. Meet us over at World of Beer in Rockville.
There you go. I'm going to go to Over Under tomorrow, Fred, if you want to meet us there.
All right. Yeah, I got both of y'all guys now. I'll make sure I reach out. You know,
that means he not coming.
Got to play for him.
Just what Greg said, yup, that means he's not coming.
Frank Smallwood on Twitter says, cook-off at the Snyder selling the team parade. All the money goes to charity. I'm here for it. I am here for it. Fred, thank you, buddy.
Hi, bro.
Hey, sincerely, thank you for listening, dude. Appreciate it. That was a hell of a ride. Listen, I'm going to name some names here. Smitty, Mike, Raphael, Scott, DNC, Anthony. We're sorry. The plan was to come to you and then Swoop called. And what happens with Swoop calls? One, you answer. Two, you have no idea where things are going to go. So we'll try some speed round when we come back. We've got to make some bets for the weekend. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Mitch and Finley, week coming to an end. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They are here. I see Danny Hoo-Hoo. His hair looks terrific. And it is my understanding that Grant Paulson just kicked Ryan Thee Stallion's ass in Papa Shot.
He did. He did. I lost $1,000.
Danny looking around like, what's going on? Mm-hmm.
We're saying nothing but good things, Danny. Grant and Danny will take over in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We had these dudes on hold, though, and it's only fair. We'll do speed round with the boys that are on hold. Lock up the phone so nobody else calls, Landini. And let's get to – I'm excited for this question from our guy, Smitty. Smitty, ask B. Mitch anything.
How you doing, B. Mitch, my good friend? Your favorite alcoholic beverage?
My favorite alcoholic beverage?
His next one. Just at all times.
I'm going to just go with Weller Antique.
Tell people what that is.
Bourbon.
Everybody's going to know.
It's a nice bourbon.
It's a nice bourbon. Is that the one in the tall, like,
No, that's not that one. No, this one is in, like, it kind of has,
is it the black label Weller?
No, it has the kind of the maroonish color.
Okay. I've had that label.
Yeah.
Because Weller has, like, the maroon, the black, and the blue.
They got several.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Good question, Smitty. My guy Mike is in cold
pepper. Or it could be on a golf course, it could be transfusion.
Sure. It's depending
on the situation.
I almost called Transfusion by its nickname, but I did not.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Mike is in Culpepper. Ask B. Mitch anything, Mikey.
Happy St. Patty's, gentlemen.
You too, brother.
B. Mitch, you my top 10 Washington football player of all time, but I got a question.
What's that?
Andy Reid got one. You definitely got one. Now, how the heck do you find a helmet to fit Eric's head when he was playing in his playing days? Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, those helmets are not as big as y'all think they are. Because I wore a 7.38. I don't know why people can't believe that.
I am surprised by that. You got a big head, dude. I figured
you'd be at least a 7.5. Dave Butts wore 8.38.
8.38?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That almost seems like a gland issue or something. Like, that is a big
dude,
head.
That's a big man, dude.
He was 6'8", wasn't he?
He was huge, bro.
Last call of the week, our guy.
Can you imagine a guy that big wearing like a 7.38 helmet?
No, it would look weird.
like his head shrunk. Yeah.
Our guy Darren in North Carolina, DNC.
D, what's up, brother?
What up, bud?
Man, what's going on, man? It's been a minute, man.
How where you been?
Where you been?
You
been working too damn much?
Man, hey, really, that's what it's been, B. Mitch, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. I've been working really hard, man, on this D&D football podcast on YouTube with my man, D.H. Darian Williams.
I got to come on. I know I am overdue. I will absolutely do that. Hey, I'm just very bad at playing.
JP. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, JP, I appreciate you, dog. Honestly, just responding to my DMs, I appreciate you, dog, for real, for real.
You know what's very strange? I'm going to tell the world something. Brian keeps his DM. Brian's very good at responding to DMs. I am awful.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Yeah, it usually would
actually,
opposite.
I don't understand you with a phone. Go ahead, Darren. We'll talk to him about that later.
But my question to you, B. Mitch, somebody kind of stole my thunder with the whole doing film breakdown. Is there any capacity with the new ownership that you feel like you will be willing to be a part of this team, whether it's player development or just shit consulting that you would take?
Well, I would just say this.
Community.
I would say this, that if the new ownership, if they feel that they need any help from any former players, I'm willing and I'll be willing to help because I actually give a damn about the franchise. I just don't like mediocrity and I would never ever sit there and act like mediocrity is good.
Thank you for the call, DNC. We got to wrap some things up here. We got some bets to figure out. Maybe we'll start a new Survivor pool since we went out of Lurches on the first damn day. It's time for Heard It Here First.
Yeah, man, we had
Heard It Here First on B. Mitch and Finley.
And don't forget, you heard it here first.
Is my man Toby there? Is Toby keeping track of things this week?
Yes, sir.
All right, Toby, hit us.
Let's go with Indiana minus 4.5. I know people are on Kent State. I said A&M would kill Penn State last night. Penn State killed them. I'm going to stick with the Big Ten. Indiana minus 4.5.
Toby, let's explain a little bit.
Hold on. Hold on. Toby.
Yeah.
Lanville, do you want to tell him?
Can you explain it to him, Lanville?
Like, he's supposed to tell us how we did last night. Toby?
Yeah. I don't know why you went to him. That was dumb of you.
Yeah, I did not keep track of it. Sorry, that's my bad.
Yeah,
Lanville's got that.
Bad, Toby.
My bad.
What the hell?
I know I did terrible.
Listen, Toby, let me tell you something. It takes a really, really poor job to make Jeff look good, and somehow you just made Jeff look good.
Hold on. That's crossing the line.
Is that a bridge too far?
You just made that up. Just completely lying about him.
Oh, man.
Results. JP, you lost. I lost. B-Mitch won. Stallion lost. Toby lost. JP, you and I tied, but I'm going to award me the win.
You got to avoid me to win because all y'all lost on the first day of NCAA is not
you
won.
Lost.
You lost.
You won. Picked UVA, dude.
No, No, we picked UVA. Don't put that on. We were a team.
I'm specifically awarding JP the L because he told Toby to get a pick ready and then lambasted him for having a pick. So that's an L for JP.
Landfill, you're a real pain in the ass, dude. All right. So Toby likes Indiana today. What do you like, Brian?
We don't bet on Fridays.
Well, it's Survivor Pool.
Well, I didn't even look.
I mean, you never look.
I got Michigan State.
They're playing.
The game ain't over yet.
Stallion, you got any locks for the people?
I do.
Let's hear it.
We're going with the Terps. Terps over Bama in Bama. The Terps get it done tomorrow night. The underdogs roll.
Man, you have them winning?
Winning
man,
outright.
Remember we told him to stop
money
talking
line.
So much? Oh, I think man. This is where he just messed up the whole
get thing. Get it, Ayo.
Ayo.
Ryan is the worst gambler of all time.
Landini, what do you like?
I'm taking Fairleigh Dickinson, plus 23.5.
I was going to ask why you picked them. I'm not going to. You know what I'm doing? Speaking of Fairleigh Dickinson, I'm going with Rick Pitino and the Iona Gales. Give me the 10 points against UConn. I don't think Bobby Hurley's ever won an NCAA tournament game as a head coach.
I'm going to tell you UConn against JP.
Maybe won Buffalo or something. You're such a hater.
Hey, you told me to go out there. I'm going against you every time.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Fred Smoot for calling in. That was awesome. Thank you to Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Thank you to Pat Behan from St. John's College High School. Thank you to Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News. Great show. Great couple days out here at MGM National Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Even
definitely.
If B-Mitch almost did put them hands on somebody this morning. One day we'll tell that story. Maybe not. Thank you to everybody who listened. Granddaddy coming up next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.